We're going to get started right away. We've got, we're really excited to have Bo Bennett and the Humanist Hour podcast. This will be episode 176, and that's a heck of an accomplishment to get to 176. So, Bo, come on, take it over, and let's go with it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Humanist Hour podcast. This is a live performance recorded at Free Flow in Orlando, Florida this past weekend. Parts of this audio are a little bit shaky, and it may be difficult to hear. I apologize for that, but I think it's worth playing. So here you go.
All right, today, if you listen to our podcast before, you probably know that it's a good mix of kind of fun and relaxation with education. You learn, sometimes you got to think, but none of that today. Today we're just going to have fun, and that's what it's all about. So you're just going to sit back, relax, because it's Sunday morning. I'm sure you guys had a rough night, or some of you did. I'm not sure how many of you are morning people. I am, Seth is. Maybe that's it, who knows. But we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to start off with what I call Woo Jeopardy, with three celebrity guests. And then we're going to move on to the religious jokes contest, and that's where you guys come in. Then we're going to go on to the wackiest belief contest. So start thinking about that, the wackiest beliefs that you've held at some time. And if we have time at the end, we'll do a question and answer session. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick it off with Woo Jeopardy. And I'd like to start by introducing our celebrity panel. First up, the winner of this weekend's Matt Dillahunty look-alike contest, Matt Dillahunty! Next up, the woman who almost does as much for the secular movement as the Bible, Sarah Moorhead! And finally, the man with the voice who makes me sound like Urkel, Seth Andrews. All right, so here are the rules of the game. It's kind of like Jeopardy. Well, it is Jeopardy, but there's some other side rules. I'm going to read the answer, and you must answer in the form of the question. Right? Understood?
Oh, sure.
Because we don't have buzzers, or the little things that you hit, you just have to say buzz, or ding, or any other kind of sound. Well, you can hit that sound, but that'll work. All right? And the final rule is you must wait for me to finish reading the answer, so you can't jump ahead even if you know. Just finish, and then we'll go from there. And I'd like to introduce Peggy Knutson. Stand up, Peggy. She's going to be the judge for this contest.
At this point, Matt Dillahunty gets up, walks off the stage, rips out his wallet, and hands Peggy Knutson, the judge, a $20 bill.
Yeah, that's not allowed, Matt.
Peggy, what happens in the next 30 minutes will determine what I say about you on the radio this Tuesday.
All right, so here are the categories. Religion, alternative medicine, ghosts, pseudoscience, and psychic powers. Seth, we'll start with you. Pick a topic and a dollar amount.
I'll take ghosts for 100.
Ghosts for 100. This term for non-corporeal substance makes about as much sense as saying that Brondo is good for you because it has electrolytes, and electrolytes are good for you because they are in Brondo.
Buzz.
Matt.
What is ectoplasm?
Oh. What is a spirit?
Oh, come on.
Sorry, Matt. Sarah, you're up.
All right, let's do alternative medicine for 100.
While this guy is no wizard, he is about as phony as the one behind the curtain.
But,
Seth.
Who is Dr. Oz?
Who is Dr. Oz? Matt.
Doesn't he pick a category since he won?
Is that how we do it? For the record, folks, I don't watch Jeopardy. Okay. All right, so you won. You pick a category. Okay, we'll play by the rules. Fine.
Whatever. So am I up here? Let's do religion for 100.
Religion for 100. God will kill you for not ejaculating in this. Who was it?
Your brother's widow.
What is your brother's dead wife? We'll accept. Judge, can we have a judge's ruling on that?
It wasn't the formal request.
It was the bribe.
Okay, everybody gets one script.
He said, what is your brother's widow?
Yeah. All right, Matt, you got it.
We'll let it go.
Yeah, we gave it to him. Matt, category?
I'll take religion for 200, please.
Religion for 200. Christians often confuse their biblical stories with scenes from Shrek because of this. Christians often confuse their biblical stories.
What is a talking donkey?
What is a talking donkey? Okay, Seth, you're up.
Oh, let's do pseudoscience for 100.
Pseudoscience for 100. You use this to find the wet spot.
What's a dowsing rod?
What's a divining rod? I think it's the same thing.
We'll
accept it.
Except it doesn't actually work, so you can't find a wet spot with
it. That's good.
Oh, there you go.
That's another joke.
Sarah?
All right, let's do pseudoscience for 200.
Pseudoscience for 200. This is what happens when the Mayans run out of room when making their calendar.
Buzz.
Sarah,
what is the end of the world?
Well, what is nothing? We would also set, what is mass hysteria?
And I had written on my answer, we would accept, what is the end of the world?
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, wait, whoa, they're friends. They know each other. All right.
Sarah.
All right, it's pseudoscience for 300.
Pseudoscience for 300. This celestial version of fortune cookies.
Buzz.
I'm
going to
have to give Matt his
$20
back.
What is astrology?
Sarah.
Pseudoscience for 400.
Pseudoscience for 400. This fad diet, based on a kernel of actual science, is about as popular with the soccer moms as those books where the rich guy enters a contractual agreement to do those really kinky things with the woman.
What is the paleo diet?
What is gluten-free? That was a pretty good answer, though. I don't know. Leave it to the judge.
Basically the same.
This question is, name a popular diet except it's the one we actually listed.
We'll give it to him.
I'll take vague questions for 500, Alex.
Oh, Seth, I think your score just reset to zero for some reason. All right, Matt?
I'll go for religion for 500.
Ooh, religion for 500. Jumping to the big dollar value. Someone who can shapeshift into anything, but only in substance. This is a tough one. Someone who could shapeshift into anything, but only in substance. The Catholics here get it.
Yeah.
Former. Nothing? Does anybody want to take a guess in the audience?
Transubstantiation.
All right, I didn't hear it. The correct response is?
They don't want to put guesses in the audience.
What is a Catholic superhero? And we would also accept transubstantiation, man or woman. All right, so what do we do if nobody got that? Who picks the next category?
We sit here and bitch. That's what we
All right, Seth, pick a category.
I'll do ghosts for 200.
Ghosts for 200. The number of haunted houses that have been deemed haunted after being studied by actual researchers and scientists who specialize in paranormal investigation.
Buzz.
No pressure, Peyton.
I'm sorry, Sarah had her hand down first. So.
I said buzz.
I mean, all of them.
What is zero?
What is zero? Very good.
She slept in this morning, I have to say.
Sarah?
I got a little more sleep.
All right. I had like 2 hours. All right. We'll do alternative medicine for 200.
Alternative medicine for 200. According to many alternative medicine practitioners, our bodies are full of these, and there's nothing like a good meditation and enema while thinking positive thoughts to flush these out of our system.
Buzz.
Seth.
What are chakras? Ooh.
What are toxins? Sorry, Seth. Sarah?
All right. Alternative medicine for 300.
Taking more than the USDA daily recommendation dose of this common vitamin supplement is a more time-consuming way of flushing these supplements directly down the toilet.
Buzz.
What
is vitamin C?
What is vitamin C? Good job. Matt?
Religion for 400.
Religion for 400. According to the Gospel of Matthew, these things were raised from the grave and entered the holy city, where they were seen by many, ostensibly looking for brains.
Zombies. No.
What?
No.
Shit. Peggy, is that a loss?
I should have known better.
Sorry.
What's
the correct answer,
man?
Dead
Jews.
I also
learned
Jewish zombies.
Okay. Who picks, Sarah?
That's
Matt.
So we'll do religion for 300. Maybe Seth won't steal my answer.
This is a way for you to ask the creator of the universe to give you what you want, but only if it is his will, in which case he would have given it in to you anyway. Wait, what?
What is prayer or supplication?
What is prayer? Very good. Sarah?
We'll try psychic powers for 100.
Psychic powers for 100, new category. An acronym that should stand for easily suckered people.
What is ESP?
What is ESP? Very good.
About
200 psychic powers. A psychic power in which you can see the new Star Wars film without having to buy a ticket.
Plus, what is remote viewing?
What is remote viewing? Would also accept what is astral projection. Very good. Matt?
We'll do psychic powers for 300.
Cleaning up the category. This psychic power was used by Scott Baio in the 1980s movie Zapped to sexually harass young women back when it was funny. Matt?
What is telekinesis?
All right. What is telekinesis? Good job. Matt?
Psychic powers for
400.
Can I get the answer before you ask?
Telling me what you're about to do. That is amazing.
What is prediction?
All right, what is prediction in the future?
Somebody who's been doing magic for 40 years.
Very good. And let me guess, psychic powers for 500, Matt?
No, I think I'm good. Ghost for 300.
Okay. Ghost for 300. The actor who played a fictional dead person who communicated with his loved one through an actor who played a fake psychic who actually really had psychic powers, although still within the fictional realm of the movie.
Buzz.
Seth.
Patrick Swayze.
Very good. Oh. Seth. The correct answer is who was Patrick Swayze. Would also accept who was that really good-looking guy with the killer abs in the movie Ghost. Either one would be acceptable.
You realize I watch Wheel of Fortune.
All right. Sarah, you're up.
Okay, let's hear. We'll do psychic powers for 500.
Psychic powers for 500. A mentalist's trick that is responsible for the murder and extermination of countless utensils, especially of one race of utensils that might have otherwise been used to feed the hungry.
What is spoon bending?
What is spoon bending? That is correct. Very good.
It's totally not fair to cover up my mouth.
I didn't
cover Sarah?
Alternative medicine for 400.
This food is a popular cure-all for parents who are too lazy to take their children to the doctor.
There's a list.
There's a list. The one that I was thinking of when I wrote this.
Oh, so now we have to be psychic.
Yes.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Buzz, what is chicken soup?
Oh, very good. And answered in the correct format as well.
I'm slow, but I can be taught.
Seth, you're up.
Oh, we'll do ghost for 400, please.
Ghost for 400. Something that believers in ghosts are afraid of more than ghosts.
I think we're afraid to answer that.
Something that believers in ghosts are afraid of more than ghosts.
Evidence.
What is evidence?
Oh, come on. Did he say it in the form of a question?
Oh, he didn't say it in the form of a question. Oh, Matt, sorry. I was so excited that you got that right, too.
Me too.
Seth?
Oh, let's do alternative medicine for 500, please.
Teenage boys who Google this bootylicious artist, Shakira, are often disappointed when they spell it wrong and results show up discussing this energy point or node in the subtle body.
What are chakras?
Right. Good. What is a chakra or chakras?
Well, that's original.
Matt?
Ghost for 500.
Ghost for 500. Bo, with his Irish heritage, often gets confused for this famous ghost when he takes his shirt off.
Buzz, Sarah, who is Casper?
Who is Casper? Very good. True story. And finally, Sarah, pseudoscience for 500. Something that only about 1% of the population really knows anything about, yet over 60% of the population is terrified of consuming. Okay.
GMOs.
What are GMOs? Was it a question? No.
No.
I just can't remember to do it in the form of a question.
And that's why, Seth, you have negative 700 points.
I'm losing, but I have good form.
Well, actually, you lost. All right, so we have Seth with negative 700. We have Matt with 1,800 and Sarah with 2,100. Give her everybody a round of applause. And for our winner, Sarah, I have what's known as the happy human, not to be confused with happy humanist, which I made the mistake and lost the trivia game for our team last night because of this stupid answer. So congratulations, Sarah. Everybody, give him a round of applause for participation. Good job. All right, and Peggy is going to kick off the next part of our show.
All right, we're going to change gears here and involve the audience. So we have a microphone set up right here in the middle. I'd like you guys to think of and come up with your best religious joke. Be sure when you come to the mic that you state your name clearly, because we are all going to have a vote on who has the best religious joke. And Sarah, do you have a question?
What do they need to be rated?
I'm about to tell you that. Okay, the jokes do need to be rated PG-13.
We'll go with 14.
Or 14.
PG-14 is acceptable.
I have a joke that might be on the edge just a little bit. After the joke contest, we will have the craziest belief contest. So if you have one that you used to believe, one that you held, not just a crazy belief, because Seth would definitely win that contest. So I believe you held, okay, so line up here in the front. I'm going to start you off with a little joke. And here we go. So two nuns were riding their bicycles on a cobblestone street to church one morning. And one nun said to the other one, I've never come this way before. And the other nun said, must be the cobblestones. I think 14, I said I was on the edge a little bit. So here we go, let's start.
Shirley Knapp from Jacksonville, Florida.
Get real close to that.
My joke is, the four truths of religion: the Muslims do not recognize the Jews as the chosen people, the Jews do not recognize Jesus as the Messiah, the Protestants do not recognize the Pope as the leader of the Christian world, and Baptists don't recognize each other in the liquor store.
Hello everybody, it's Roger, also from Jacksonville. Jesus is sitting on a rock beside the Sea of Galilee, and he's got his disciples seated around him, and he's speaking to them, and he says, and the kingdom of heaven is like a Jew, x squared minus 5x, x minus 8. One of the disciples said, what's he talking about? And the other disciple says, oh, that's Jesus, just Jesus with another of his parabolas.
I'll apologize in advance. I'm Matt from Austin. A Catholic, a Protestant, a Muslim, a Jew, and a Hindu walk into a bar, and the bartender says, what is this, some kind of a joke?
Hi, I'm Susanna from Orlando. Have you ever gotten so hammered you didn't wake up for 3 days?
I'm David from Washington, D.C. A priest and a rabbi are walking down the street, and a little boy walks by, and the priest says to the rabbi, hey, good-looking boy, you want to screw him? And the rabbi says, screw him out of what?
Hey, I'm Erin, and this is about the power of prayer. So this girl prays her whole life. She prays and prays and prays. She wants to win the lottery. Please, God, let me win the lottery. Please, please, please. And finally she dies, and she goes to heaven, and she gets to the pearly gates, and she asks God, God, I only ever ask for one thing. Why didn't you give me the winning lottery? I don't understand. And he goes, baby, you had to meet me halfway. You had to buy a ticket.
So there was a shipwreck, and on one of the lifeboats there ends up a priest, a rabbi, a lawyer, and three Cub Scouts. And lo and behold, the lifeboat that they're on springs a leak and starts to go down, and there's only three life vests. So the rabbi yells, save the children! And the lawyer says, F the children! And the priest says, do we have time?
A young Catholic girl says to her mother, when I grow up, I want to be a prostitute. And her mother says, shame on you, how terrible. Beg God for forgiveness right now. Jesus says, but Mom, why can't I be a prostitute if I want to? And her mother says, oh, I thought you said Protestant.
Hi, David. This is a joke I tell my religious friends often. Why is it that you never hear about atheists molesting little babies? because it's disgusting to play with your food like that.
So David has the atheist joke.
Nice. Okay, we got good.
Kathy has another joke.
There's this little boy and he gets in trouble in school all the time and his parents just don't know what to do. Finally, they send him to Catholic school. And in Catholic school, he turns into a model student, never misbehaves. And the parent says, "Why are you being so good suddenly?" And he said, "Well, I saw what they did to that other kid."
All right.
My name's Dave. I'm from St. Pete. This is my dad's favorite joke from the 20s. A priest gave a sermon on the Ten Commandments. A man meets him when the people are leaving. The priest says, "Well, I've never seen you before here." He said, "Oh yeah, I don't belong to your church. I lost my hat on the way home, and I didn't want to show up without my hat. So I thought I'd come in here and take a hat. And while listening to your sermon, I decided not to take a hat." He said, "Ah, so when I started talking about thou shalt not steal, you decided not to steal the hat." He said, "No, when you said thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where I left my hat."
Nice job. All right. All right, I want to finish it off with my joke. It's not that great. So Jesus is up on the cross, and he's hanging up, and he goes, "Peter, come up here. I got something important to tell you." And then Peter says, "I'm coming, my Lord." And Peter starts walking up, but then all the guards start hitting him with the hammer and whapping him and hitting him, so he falls down the hill again. Jesus says, "Peter, come up here. I got something important to tell you." So Peter says, "I'm coming, my Lord." And he starts coming up again, and once again, the guards hit him and smack him and whip him. And then finally, he gets up to Jesus' feet. He's all bloody and covered in blood. He says, "My Lord, what is it?" He says, "I can see your house from up here." And that's all you get.
We want to go through them all real quickly so they can kind of remember.
Okay. Yeah. Will that work for you guys? Okay. Well, we had Peggy and the erotic cobblestones. We had Shirley with the liquored up. Oh, wait. Yeah, Shirley with the liquored up Baptists. Yeah. Roger and the mathematical Jesus. Matt with the religiously diverse bar. Susan and the hammer and Jesus. David with the inappropriate little boy joke. Aaron with the lottery ticket. Greg with the second inappropriate little boy joke, but in a lifeboat. Kathy with the prostitute / Protestant, and also her second joke was little boy in Catholic school. David playing with your food, the atheist, and David from St. Pete, the lost hat. Okay, so first, Peggy, you can't win, so we'll cross over this. I can't win either. Shirley and liquored up Baptists. You have to be listening, okay?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roger, mathematical Jesus. Matt, religiously diverse bar. Susan, the hammer and Jesus. David, inappropriate little boy joke. Aaron, the lottery ticket. Greg, the second inappropriate little life joke. Kathy, the prostitute / Protestant. Kathy's second joke. David, playing with your food. Dave from St. Pete, the lost hat. All right, what do you think?
Dave from St. Pete.
Okay.
Lost hat.
All right, I want to go through two, so I think it's up to two, because I heard a pretty loud applause for David St. Pete with the lost hat, and David, was it the
first inappropriate boy.
The first inappropriate.
Yeah. The first David with the inappropriate
boy. I thought it was the second one with the lifeboat. Greg. Okay, we'll do all three. We'll do all three. Okay, David with the first inappropriate little boy joke. Greg with the second inappropriate little boy joke with the lifeboat. Dave from St. Pete with a lost hat. I think we have to go with Greg and the inappropriate boy joke in the lifeboat. Give him a hand. Come on up here, Greg.
All right. Greg
Where's he?
Greg, come on up.
Come on up here. We got a prize for you.
Prize for inappropriate joke.
We got what appears to be a Bill Nye silhouette on a shirt, but it's not really him because otherwise the people who made the shirt would have to pay royalties. And this is from Absence of Clothing. It was donated, absenceofclothing.com. Thank you for the gift, you guys, and good job.
Let's have you line up again with your most ridiculous belief that you held. This does not have to be a religious belief. I think you saw a few on the Jeopardy game today. Something that you might have believed before you were a skeptic. Something that was one of your religious beliefs. Something your mother told you that you believed for a while.
Okay, so my name's Sarah and I used to be a Southern Baptist.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Okay, so my crazy belief that I used to actually have. My church was a mega church and it preached against trick or treating. So since we just came off of Halloween, I got a fun one for you. We decided, my husband decided that it was okay for us to let the kids go trick or treating. We just didn't tell our pastor or anyone at our church, but we prayed over the candy that they got to remove all the demons because we knew that it was Satan-infused candy anymore. So I have years of memories of praying over the kids' candy so that they could eat it and not need, like, extras in them or whatever. So, true story.
All right, we're clear.
Well,
I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They are my demon. They are my demon. All right, come on.
Fortunately, I only believe this for... my name's Ed Sullivan.
Hi, Ed.
and the story is about television. So I was probably about 13 years old because I was still going to Catholic church. And fortunately, I only believed this for probably about 30 seconds before they would kill me. But I was watching TV one night, and there was a priest on talking to someone about something, and he said that masturbation was a sin. And I was terrified. I think it may be what cured me.
All right.
Hi, I'm Susanna. In my defense, I was maybe 6 or 7 when this happened. I grew up Catholic, and I was starting to ask all the hard questions, and my mother didn't have answers, and so she decided to prove it to me once and for all. And so she told me that God existed, and the proof was that Mount Rushmore, God had created this miracle of Mount Rushmore. And I bought it for several years.
My name is Meg Slidewell from Sarasota and Venice Humanist. When I was, I believe, 7 or 8, had just learned to read, was fascinated by words. And in my little heart and soul and mind, I was convinced that everybody named, say, Black, Blackstone, Blacksmith, Blackman, that because they all had black in their name, there was some deep subterranean connection between all these people, and no one was telling me what it was.
Hi, my name's Ron. I have bipolar disorder, and when I was taking drugs for it a long time ago on Abilify, I used to believe that my superpower for having bipolar disorder was the ability to talk to Jesus. I used to see him and have conversations with him. And then I eventually got off that drug and he disappeared.
There's a lot of people that believe that aren't on drugs.
Hi, my name's Ruben. I was born into Reform Judaism, so I basically had one foot out the door. But when I was a kid, my dad was the rabbi at Florida State University, and there was always lots of talk in Judaism about who gets to see God. And, you know, we address the passages about, you know, oh, Isaiah saw God, but then Moses didn't, or whatever. Anyway, I always thought, like, the face of God was really important, but in the Hillel building at FSU, right next to the Ark, was, of course, the Florida State Seminole. And as a 6-year-old, Everyone was arguing about the face of God. I'm like, you idiots. He's right there. So, to this day, every time I picture God, I still picture the Florida State Senate.
I'm Seth from Oklahoma.
Hi, Seth.
I was a product of the satanic panic of the 1980s when rock music was of the devil. We were warned of Alice Cooper, Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath. And we were taught when I was in junior high, and I believed for just a few short moments, that the 80s rock band Kiss and their name stood for Knights in Satan's Service.
Hi, I'm Bob, and when I was probably in the 9 or 10 year old range, when I was in the 9 or 10 year old range, I wanted to believe in religion. I was around, my parents were a mix of religions, and so I had a Jewish father and a Catholic mother. So I got exposed to both sides, which wound up hurting me, I think, somehow mentally. But in the end, I wanted to associate with some group. So I wanted to believe in the guardian angel thing. I thought that was really good. So I tried very hard, and I would always like let the guardian angel go through the door first and make sure that there was space in the bed for my guardian angel and all of this thing, and it wasn't working. And I was getting panicky. I said, I'm not doing this right. So I thought that I had to be a little more assertive. So I started speaking outwardly to my guardian angel. So I'd walk along the street and open the door, and I'd say, you go first. Started looking at me. The most analogous thing today is that you look at people who are talking Bluetooth on the telephone, and you know that it was exactly like that. My friends were looking. I was ostracized, I guess.
I am Damien from Seattle, and I was raised in a Christian cult called Local Church until I was 13. And then I was raised in evangelical Pentecostal fundamentalism. And my mom would walk around the house and put oil on the windows and doors so the demons didn't get in. But I felt the demons were already in because I felt I was actually demon-possessed. And my mom had a friend, I think his name is Joe Ziak, that said he could actually see angels and demons. And he came to the house. I was fucking terrified. And he was going to tell her of the demons I had because I figured I had several. And so, yeah, I had a lot of shame and guilt. And that was actually at 15 that I felt that because of how I was raised. So.
We love
you. And by the way, Damien is the runner-up for the Matt Dillahunty look-alike contest.
My name is Lucy. I'm from Corpus, Florida, and I was raised an atheist, so yay! I don't have any of those demons. Thank God. But my father used to convince me of things that weren't really true, and my mother's side is from Norway, so we're Scandinavian, but he convinced me that we were Scandinavians. One day, I came home from school and said, Mom, we're talking about Norman, and then I had to correct the teacher.
My name is Jason, and I'm from Claremont. I was raised fundamental conservative Christian. And one thing that we believed was that birthday candles were a way of communicating with demonic presence or the underworld. And so we weren't allowed to have birthday candles on our birthday cake. And so I grew up with that.
Hi, I'm Randy from Panama City Beach. And the reason I don't rule the world to this day is that I got absolutely no sleep as a small child. And the reason I got no sleep was that damn prayer I had to say. Now I lay me down to sleep. And when I got to the point of, if I die before I wake, I just got here. What the hell did I do?
My name is Kyle. I currently live in Indianapolis. I'm from Sarasota, Bradenton area.
Go Indy.
And I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, so I'm sorry if I knock on any of your doors. But I wasn't allowed to buy anything at yard sales because we didn't know what kind of demons those people had before, so they didn't bring it to our house.
Okay, so we're going to go one more, and then that's it. Yep, last two right here.
My name is Choice, and I grew up in Indianapolis, and I, like Jason, live in Claremont. What I was taught that I used to believe is something that has befallen probably each and every one of us, and that is that the Bible is the inerrant word of God and was written by God.
My name is Sharon, and I was raised in New Jersey. And it may not seem as outlandish as some of the others, but I think I spent about 20, 25 years believing that I was supposed to be believing in something. I never could find it.
All right.
That's a lot of stories, though.
Yeah, I know. See, my problem is I can't write legibly, so I'm doing my best to read my own writing here, but we'll give it a whirl. All right, so here's the rundown. Remember, think of your favorite person. I'm going to read the whole list once, and then think of the person that you want to applaud for, and then we'll go again, and we'll do the applause. All right, so we have Sarah with the demon-possessed candy, Ed, the sinful masturbation, Susanna, God-created Mount Rushmore, Meg's evil blackness, Ron, drug-induced Jesus, Reuben, God in Florida, Seth, Knights in Satan's Service, kiss, Bob's conversation with his guardian angel, Damien, lubed demons, Lucy, what was that, Scandinavius?
Scandahoovian.
Get it right. Scandahoovian, okay. I didn't even hear it, so it wasn't my writing that time.
Just like the Grinch.
Oh, Scandahoovian, like Whoville.
Whoville.
Okay, I got it. Made the connection. Jason with the demonic birthday candles. Randy, prayer of the dead. Tyler, yard sale demon. Choice, Bible written by God. And Sharon, belief in the necessity of belief. Did I leave anyone out?
No, that's good.
All right. All right, so let's go down the list one more time and applause for your favorite. Sarah, demon-possessed candy. Ed, sinful masturbation. Susanna, God created Mount Rushmore. Megs, evil blackness. Ron, drug-induced Jesus. Reuben, God in Florida. Seth, Knights of Satan's Service. Bob's conversation with his guardian angel. Damien, lube demons. Lucy, Scandinavians. Jason, demonic birthday candles. Randy, prayer of the dead. Tyler, yard sale demon. Choice, Bible written by God. Sharon, belief in the necessity of belief. All right. So I've got three. I narrowed it down to three. Okay. So I narrowed it down to three. The three are Susan, Bob, and Jason. So I'm going to say their names again.
Susanna.
Oh, Susanna. I'm sorry. Yeah. Susanna, Bob, and Jason.
Mount Rushmore.
Susanna, God created Mount Rushmore. Bob's conversation with his guardian angel. Jason, demonic birthday candles. I guess got to go to Bob.
Yeah. Bob.
Bob and his conversation with guardian angels. All right. Come on up here, Bob. For Bob, we have the book Like Rolling Uphill, Realizing the Honesty of Atheism by Diana Narciso. And she donated this book. She's part of Wayward Cat Pulp Publishing, and you can find her outside.
Thank you.
All right, give him a hand. All right, folks. Well, it looks like we have about maybe like 3 or 4 minutes for questions and answers. Any questions that you have about podcasting, about the Humanist Hour, about anything along those lines?
What's the meaning of life?
It's up to you. The meaning is in your heart.
It's meaning in life, not
of life. 42, of course. Any other questions?
Who's a guest you would like to have on your show that you haven't yet?
Ricky Gervais. I'm working on that. Some of the higher level celebrities are very difficult to get. Sarah Silverman would be good. And so if anybody does have any contacts, you know, 6 degrees of separation and contacts of contacts or whatever, that could hook me up with Ricky Gervais, that would be an awesome show. Yeah. Although he's not American, but hey, we all can't be perfect, right? All right, anybody else? All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, everybody.